Shalom, today's Daf Yomi is Erevin Daf Nuntes, Erevin 59, and today's Daf Yomi we begin with the Mishnah Nuntes Amud Aleph, and our Mishnah is discussing, even though we've been discussing in our chapter, Erev Tehumin, the laws of the limitations on how much you can walk outside the city. Today we turn to the case of carrying again, of Erev Chatzeros, of making an Erev in a courtyard. So our Mishnah says that Ir Shal Yochad V'Nasa Shal Rabim, let's say you have a city belonging to one person, and then it becomes a city belonging to the masses. So what is the Mishnah referring to? So basically, as a background, we know something we've discussed several times, that any city in which you want to carry in the entire city, that you would first need to make in each of the courtyards an Erev to allow you to carry from the houses that adjoin one courtyard into the courtyard. That's called an Erev Chatzeros. You do that by the people in the different courtyards becoming partners in like a loaf of bread, and thereby demonstrating that they are giving each other the right to carry in that courtyard which they share. And then you have to get from the courtyard to the alleyway. So in the alleyway, you do a similar thing to what you do in a courtyard, but in the alleyway, it's called a Shituf Mevos, the partnership of the alleys. And so you do that for, you do a courtyard, Erev Chatzeros, and a Shituf Mevos for all the alleyways and courtyards of the city. And that's only the case that when does this work? When does this sheet of Mevos and Erev Chatzeros work? It only works in the stipulation that the place is not a Reshut HaRabim D'Oraita, meaning to say that it's, which would be, what is a Reshut HaRabim D'Oraita? That it's a, biblically speaking, a public domain. So, for example, that it's doesn't have a street that is 16 amos wide, and it doesn't have a street that is Mefuleshes, that goes straight from one end to the other. And if this city is a Reshut HaRabim, then this by itself is not sufficient. That you're not going to be able to just make an Erev Chatzeros, an Erev Shituf Mevos, and allow you to carry because it's a Reshut HaRabim D'Oraisa. However, the Chachamim were still concerned, even if you were able to make such an Erev, that was not enough for the Chachamim, because the Chachamim were concerned that if they're going to allow you to carry in the entire city because of the Erev, then people are going to think, well, one day that you can also carry in the public domain. So therefore, the rabbis required a hecker, something to recognize that the reason why you're carrying is not because you're allowed to carry in public, but just because there was an Erev that allowed you to carry. And what is the hecker? What is the recognizable symbol that they made? That he said that you're not allowed to make an Erev on an entire city at once, but rather most of the people can go under one Erev that they can carry together, and everybody else, the remainder, they can carry on their own in a smaller amount. And so those two groups are not able to carry to each other. So this law, however, the Chum said only by an Ir Shel Rabim, by a city that is owned by the public, but not by a city that is owned by an individual. But Ir Shel Yochid, then you don't have this concern, because since he owns everything, we don't have the concern that people are going to think it's the actual public domain. So going back to the Mishnah, Ir Shel Yochid V'Nasa Shel Rabim. So what does this mean? That at first, Rashi says it was a private city, that it didn't have 600,000 people in it, and therefore it's not considered a public domain because it's not similar to the flags in the wilderness. The Tosfos asked the question, what do you mean? The wilderness, when the Jewish people were in the Midbar, they didn't have 600,000 people. They had many more. There was just 600,000 men between the ages of 20 and 60, but it was many more than that. So he says, no, that's the number we know, so therefore that's what they say. But Rashi, we see from here, Rashi has a position that if a city does not have 600,000 people in it, it is not going to be considered to be a Reshut HaRabim D'Oraita, a biblical domain, public domain. So that's Rashi's position. So therefore, let's say you have this city that became a Rabim. It started off as a Yochid city, and it became a Rabim. By the way, we should note that Rashi's position about the 600,000 is argued with by many, many Rishonim, who say that that's not a requirement to make it a public domain. So if we have this city, which is a city that was owned by an individual, and then it became the city that owns by the public, Ma'arvin es kulo, then the Mishnah says you can still make an Erev on everything. Even though if the city was just owned by the public, you can't make the Erev on everyone, because we're concerned that people will forget that you're allowed to carry, that you're not allowed, supposed to carry in the public domain. But in this case, since it was owned initially by a Yochid, by an individual, therefore once it becomes an Ir Shel Rabim, then we still say you're allowed to make the Erevan all of them because it hasn't lost its first name status. But the commentaries asked the question, what are you talking about? That if you have a city of an individual that becomes owned by the public, it's still going to be considered an Irshal Rabim. Isn't every city initially settled by one person? No city is settled right at the same time by 600,000 people. So, of course, every city is going to be then, according to Rashi, an Irshal Yachid, an individual city. So his answer is that you don't need to say that they themselves were part, the people who are there now were part of the initial 600,000, but rather it means a place where a lot of people came, because, and that's possible, that's how a city develops, that people start using this as like a trading point or this or that, and then once it incorporates as a city, then already it's starting off with a large city of 600,000. It's theoretically possible. So the basic point is if a city starts as a Yachid and it becomes a city of the Rabim, you can make the Erev in all of it. But if it was Shal Rabim and Nasa Shal Yachid, if it was a city that was started off being like a communal city and it became an individual city, Ema Arvin Eskua, then you still can't, they're strict, you can't make an Erev over all of it. Elam Kain Asala Chutza La Kir Chadasha. That would only be okay under those circumstances if you would make Elam Kain Asa Chutzala. That it would only be okay if you made some part of the city outside of that Erev.